I'm John Wynn.
And I'm Lori Walsh. The South Dakota Democratic Party welcomes new leadership. Burke Ehrmantraut is the party's new executive director, and he's joining me today in the SDPB Sioux Falls studios. Ehrmantraut succeeds Pam Cole, who resigned earlier this year to be part of the campaign for Medicaid expansion in the state. Burke, welcome. Thanks for being here.
Thanks. It's great to be with you.
Tell us a little bit about your background, because most recently you had done some work for Billy Sutton's gubernatorial campaign. Give us a little bit about your sort of how you got from there to here.
Sure. Yeah. So I grew up mainly in Aberdeen and graduated from high school in Beresford, South Dakota. I went out to college in D.C. at American University and was really excited to come back to South Dakota to work on Billy Sutton's campaign. On that campaign, I traveled all over the state with him, seeing communities and hearing what's important to the people of South Dakota. And after that, I worked in the state legislature for the House Democrats, working on important issues to all South Dakotans. So in those experiences, I've learned a ton of important things. I've learned that what brings us together is so much stronger than the things that divide us. And I saw that there are important issues that all South Dakotans know are important, like healthcare and education and an economy that works for everyone. And so I'm excited to bring what I've learned to the South Dakota Democratic Party.
Some lessons that you learned on the campaign trail that you'll never forget from people that you spoke to. I mean, we could talk about the percentage of Americans who are for Medicaid expansion, which the Democratic Party has also been for. We can, crunch numbers. But some of those human stories you heard when you were on the campaign trail or in the state house doing that work that will stick with you as you move into this new role.
Yeah. One of the things I heard traveling all over the state is that people want a government that works for everyone, and they want politicians to focus on finding solutions, not division. I think that's something that we've seen frustration with our governor right now. Is too often we have issues where she's bringing up things to divide people and tear us apart. But I think the South Dakota Democratic Party can provide a vision of a politics that brings us together, where we're working together to find solutions. Because when it comes down to it, when I talk to people all over the state, everyone agrees on basic things. You know, if you go to any small town around the state, they'll tell you that one of their favorite things about their community is that people look out for each other. I think that's a value that South Dakota Democrats know well, and I hope to bring that message all over the state.
We were just listening before this program began to On Point through NPR's coverage, talking about the culture wars being a distraction from other things. If that is true, if we can just say broadly speaking, it's easy for us, for the electorate to be distracted. What are we being distracted from? What are the real issues that you think need to be discussed in politics right now that would be more than just political divisiveness?
You bet. You know, we just saw the new rankings that South Dakota is last in the nation in teacher pay. And I think all South Dakotans know that our kids are the most important resources the state has. And so it's essential that we're investing in their education at the K-12 level through teacher pay and up into making sure that college is affordable so kids can stay in the state and get a good education. So education is an essential issue we should be talking about. Healthcare is another one, you know, making sure that everyone in the state has access to high-quality, affordable healthcare. And, you know, we're seeing that right now with the petition to expand Medicaid. And the last issue that I think is really important that all South Dakotans want to be hearing about is making sure we have an economy that works for everyone. You know, I think South Dakotans value hard work, and we want to make sure that that hard work pays off and that people are able to see the fruits of their labor in South Dakota.
Yeah. Tell me a little bit about seeking challengers for Governor Noem in 2022. Will the Democratic Party sort of, are you poised to bring some of those candidates to the table?
Absolutely. You know, I think there's a lot of energy right now in South Dakota, particularly around Governor Noem. We've seen that her style of leadership has been difficult for South Dakota, and I think people are looking for something new. And that applies to potential candidates as well. So we're excited to see what's coming up there.
Burke Ehrmantraut is the new executive director for the South Dakota State Democratic Party. We hope to have you back on the program in the future as more issues arise, but welcome